I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Big college basketball weekend. The University of Memphis in Knoxville taking on Tennessee. Jeff Goodman covers college basketball for Stadium. He's a good friend of the show, and he joins us now. Hey, Jeff, what's up, man?
What's up, boys? You guys all pumped and jacked and excited for this big interstate rivalry?
Yeah, that Rick Barnes doesn't care about. You know, he just says, you know, going to kill it after next year when it's in Nashville. It should always go on, right? I mean, should you pay any attention to it? Right, I'm making the point that a coach that would have been at UCLA if they had, you know, if they had paid the right amount, you know, if they'd done that, should we care what Rick Barnes thinks? Should always be continued.
Well, the worst part is, I mean, I just got back last week from the Xavier Cincinnati game. I had never been before the Crosstown Shootout. They're like 2.5 miles away from each other, and I'm like, this is so good. Like honestly, like every rivalry, especially in a sport where it needs it, right? Like. You know, like NFL, NBA, they're fine. It doesn't matter. But, like, even college football. College basketball needs this right now badly. And I think all of them should be required. You know, Gonzaga, Washington, like, whatever they are, where they hate each other. And there is kind of that interstate, and it's not as close, obviously, with Memphis and UT as it is with Xavier and Cincy, but they should play every single year, all of them.
Well, you know, because we've obviously been talking about this for the last 2 weeks, like, you know, and you know, you're fighting these battles as a college basketball media member. You know, college basketball gets pigeonholed as a 6-week sport, and a lot of the reason why that happens is because, for the most part, there are not a lot of great, I mean, absolute must see or rivalry type of games in November and December. You'll get one or two here or there, but they tend to be pretty spread out. Like, you need more games like Memphis and Tennessee in November and December so that you sort of you expand this sport beyond this scope of, you know, just late February and March, so you don't have to wait until ACC play to tune in, essentially. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, listen, again, you've got, you know, Louisville, Kentucky every year right after Christmas, you know, between Christmas and New Year, and that's like the game that you want to watch if you're a college basketball fan. And no matter what else is on, if you're a basketball fan, you're probably going to tune in, even a casual one, to Louisville, Kentucky. And the same thing, especially at Memphis and Tennessee. Right now there's three games tomorrow that involve ranked teams playing one another. Gonzaga, Arizona, which is kind of a rivalry to some degree, mm-hmm. because, again, they're probably the two best programs on the West Coast.
Out West, yep.
Yeah, and the other one's Oregon and Michigan, which nobody thought would be this good a game, and Memphis, Tennessee. And to me, that game should be every year at a time of year, again, when we need it. We need it desperately. And Barnes has done a good job, and obviously Penny has got this program back nationally relevant. So I think, yeah, like, to me, you got to get it done. I mean, and Barnes doesn't care. That's the problem. Like, we could tweet it all we want. We could try to put pressure. Like, he doesn't care anymore. Like, these guys, when they get older, they're going to do what they want to do.
Well, you know, the reason why this series is most likely coming to an end, we know it was renewed because of Rick Barnes' relationship with Tubby Smith. But Tennessee fans and maybe even Tennessee administrators sort of hold up Penny's reaction last year as the reason why, you know, that this series is going to end. Do you need coaches to respect each other or like each other or be friends to play a damn basketball series? Like, I reject that. Where do you come down on it?
Oh, it's way better if they hate each other.
No
question.
Like,
if you hate each other, you want to play in it and kick their ass.
Yep.
So, friends, hatred, anything in between, it doesn't matter. Like, they should be looking at what's best for the sport, not always what's best for them. And, well, if I go in and I lose to them, it hurts us recruiting-wise. Yeah, the bottom line is, listen, you got it going at UT right now. You're probably going to split these things for the most part, right? If you play, you know, 10 years at Memphis and UT playing against each other, you know, my guess is, or 8 years, you know, Memphis wins the four at home and Tennessee wins the four at their place in Knoxville. And, you know, maybe you steal one, but for the most part, it's probably going to be split.
Who's the best team in the country, Jeff? It feels like nobody wants it. Is it Ohio State? Who is it?
I mean, I got Ohio State there. I saw them last week. They're really good. They don't have a lot of weaknesses, but they're not overpowering by any means. I mean, their point guard situation is better than Louisville's, but not a ton better right now. They got a freshman, DJ Carton, who's coming quick, and they got a veteran in CJ Walker, who's not the most talented kid, but has every intangible. You know, Louisville, we saw. I mean, listen, bottom line is their point guard situation right now is lackluster, and Chris Beard and Texas Tech, without their best player, beat them at a neutral court. Yeah, there's nobody that's clearly superior. I think, as I said in the beginning of the season, I think you're going to have 8 or 10 teams pick that number one spot at some point or another during the year.
We are, of course, talking to Jeff Goodman. He covers college basketball for Stadium. You know, Chris Beard has been a guy that I've just sort of jokingly said on the radio show when we talk about him, I'd give him $100 million to coach my basketball program. But, like, the more I watch him and his teams and what he does, like, it actually doesn't even feel that crazy to give the guy $100 million to coach a basketball team because he's that good. You asked the question on your podcast, is he the best coach in college basketball? Where do you come down?
Right now I might take him in the right spot. Like, I'm, you know, he doesn't work in Lexington, Kentucky, I don't think. But I think at Texas Tech he's unbelievable because, again, you know, I don't think he wants a ton of attention. I think he's fine at being at a school that's still – you know, more of a football school than a basketball school, although that's changing in Lubbock. You know, I just feel like what he's done over the last 2+ years, he's taken a Texas Tech program that a lot of people would consider the worst job in the Big 12 to the Elite Eight, to the national title game, and they're going to get back in the NCAA tournament this year, even though twice now they flipped it over and had 10 new dudes. I mean, he was without his leading scorer the other night. They've got 10 new players on their roster for the second straight year. He did it at Little Rock. He brought in 10 new dudes there, too, and got them to the tournament, and they beat Purdue. I don't know if he's the best, but I think he's got to be in the equation right now. And I asked Kirby Hokut the other night. I said, the Texas Tech AD, I said, you know, why don't you just give him a lifetime contract? And he looked at me like he never thought of it before. He's like, yeah, I don't know if we can. I don't know if we're allowed to. You know, state laws sometimes, like, Arizona, I think, can only give Sean Miller like a 5-year deal top. So I don't know what the rules are in the state of Texas, but I'm like, I would just give him a blank lifetime deal and just be like, dude, you can be here forever. We'll give you $10 million a year. We don't care. You know, because Texas is coming, guys. Texas is coming at some point. And I always thought, like, it's a layup. He's going to go to Texas. He was a GA there under Tom Penders. It's a better job. It's you know, it's Texas. It's Austin. You, the three of us, where would you rather live, in Austin or Lubbock?
No doubt. No question about it, yes.
But Chris Beard's pretty loyal. Texas Tech actually fits him better in the type of personality that he is. He's a little different, little different dude. So Texas Tech, and he's getting guys now. He's getting top 50 guys every year. So, yeah, he may be able to get a little bit better player at Texas, or maybe, you know, more top 50 players. But I'm not sure Chris Beard does that well with all his top 50 players either. The kid Kayvon Moore, who came a year ago, transferred after one semester, he needs the right ones because he's kind of like Self and Izzo guys. Like, he's old school. He's going to hold guys accountable, but he's also found a way to connect with guys in this day and age when it's hard to do that if you're going to be a little bit of a hard ass.
Speaking of connecting, or in this case not connecting, I'm watching SportsCenter this morning, and I'm watching Tristan Thompson, millionaire but sorry self, yelling at Beilein on the sideline. Why for Beilein, man? Why? That it was the question then, and I'm watching them highlights and watching them deal with those millionaire dudes and thinking, why?
It's easy. It's easy. Because here's a guy who came up as a high school coach, and he's been a head coach at every level, at every job. He's never been an assistant, and he went from like Lemoyne to Canisius,
right,
to Richmond to West Virginia to Michigan. I'm sure he's 66. He's thinking of himself, I never thought in a million years I'd have a chance to coach in the NBA. And then he called Brad Stevens, and Brad told him, yeah, like the good part of this, you don't have to deal with any of the recruiting. Number one, you can just coach. It's just X's and O's. You can just coach. And the other part is Beilein had been frustrated with the cheating in the college game lately.
Right.
So he didn't have to deal with that too, like trying to do a clean going up against guys that are paying for players. But what he didn't understand, these dudes aren't listening to John Beilein.
Like, yeah.
Well, they don't want it. He wants to have practice for 2 hours. Like, these guys haven't practiced for 2 hours ever since they got to the NBA. Like, Doc Rivers told me, like, they don't practice. Brad Stevens barely practices. So when you try to do that, and I was told, like, the first practice, somebody just told me this the other day, first practice in Cleveland, it was like 2 hours on, like, footwork.
Mm-mm.
Like, can you imagine?
That's what I'm talking
can
about.
Can you imagine Kevin Love, like, 2 hour practice on footwork? Mm-hmm. What the hell he was thinking?
Yeah, like, or just,
they're not doing that stuff.
Just a 2 hour practice in general, right, in the NBA. You know, you mentioned Texas for Chris Beard, and I saw you tweet about Texas, the Texas job the other night, and I thought, let me check and see what Shaka Smart is doing, because I know we entered the season with him on the hot seat. Well, Texas basketball, like, what are they, 8-1? I mean, they're pretty good. Like, what are you predicting just a complete collapse in the Big 12?
I'm predicting they could finish anywhere from 3rd to 10th or 9th in the Big 12.
Conference.
So I don't know. I'm just saying that he clearly came into the hot seat. Last year there were a lot of questions whether he would even make it to this year. He's gone to 2 tournaments in 4 years at Texas. Hasn't won a tournament game in 4 years. And Rick Barnes was run out of town, I believe, after going to 17 tournaments in 18 years.
Right.
In Texas.
Yep.
So I guess I'm playing the numbers game here and just saying, like, even if they get in the tournament, if they don't win a tournament game at some point, you just say, like, hey, if we can get Chris Beard. And what I would do, you got to make sure before you make a move with Shaka Smart, you better make damn well sure you got Chris Beard locked up. And
right.
Shaka Smart and Chris Beard have the same agent.
Right.
That shouldn't be too hard to figure.
Yeah, because this has big implications for the University of Memphis, because one of their two big priorities in recruiting is Greg Brown, the kid out of Austin.
Yeah,
you know,
he's good.
And whatever happened, like, you got to think, if Shaka Smart gets fired there, like, he's not going to Texas, right?
Exactly. No, exactly. And I don't know. You know, I don't know where. I don't follow recruiting like that anymore. To know where else he's going. But you're right. I mean, if Shaka. But if Chris Beard comes in and he wants Greg Brown, like, isn't it even harder to say no to Chris Beard than it is Shaka Smart?
Maybe. It's a certain kind of kid that Chris Beard recruits, obviously. But I think Chris Beard is an absolute stud. All right, give me a pick. Tennessee Memphis on Saturday. Does Penny Hardaway get his first ranked win of his coaching career, Jeff?
I say no. I don't want to be Debbie Downer.
Yeah.
And I know you guys might just click me off right
now.
No,
I mean,
oh, come on. Tennessee's 131 straight up there.
That's what I'm saying.
Nobody's going to kill you.
Right. If it's at Memphis, I'm saying, all right, you know what? I think you got a good shot. But without Wiseman, you know, over there, that's a tough deal. By the way, have you noticed? I got Memphis up at like 22 or 23 now. They're like,
we're so thankful. We're so thankful, Jeff.
I'm not.
They'd have fallen out if they'd lost to UAB.
Number 4. Paris is going to move them to like number 4 if they beat Tennessee. They might be 1. The hell with it. I bet you Paris might have them at 1 if they win this game.
This would be a big win.
That'd be impressive without two. It's not just it's Quinones too. He's out too.
Yes, so we expect
him to jump. How much longer is he out for?
Probably a week or
two.
Should
be close.
I mean, because he got a good report from the doctor yesterday. He's not going to play tomorrow, but he's coming back pretty soon. And then
he's close.
You know, when James comes back on January 12th, I don't know if you're familiar with the Avengers, Jeff, but it's like when Thanos gets that last Infinity Stone. You know what I mean? He's got the ultimate power. That's on January
12th. I have no 12th. Idea what the hell you're talking
about. Me either.
I have zero idea what the hell you're talking
don't.
About.
Well,
because you're grown.
I don't want to know.
Yeah, you're a grown man like me. I don't
it's only,
either.
It's only the highest grossing film series of all time.
He likes talking about cartoons. Jeff, that's all
the
I know.
Highest no grossing surprise. Film of all time. What I'm saying is that come January 12th against South Florida, Memphis is going to be at full strength, and they better be in the top 10 of the stadium poll. All right? That's all I'm saying.
Jeff, we appreciate
they gotta
you.
Win. They got to win some games. They got to win some games. They got to play. Just be competitive, I think, you know, with UT. Like, that's the one. Precious should have a big, big game. Should.
Right.
Yeah, needs to. 20 scouts. Right. Yeah, he needs
yeah,
to.
Yeah, I think being competitive is certainly the absolute least they can do. Hey, Jeff,
appreciate
man,
you putting up with us, man.
We appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
Always. I'm going to go see the Avengers now. Later, guys.
Yep, he is Jeff Goodman. I mean, he's the last human being on Earth that hasn't seen it. We will come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.